News Talk, 94.9, WSJM-FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock. It's 33. News Talk 94.9 WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Sunny and warmer, high today 55. Clear, cold, down to 37 tonight. Rain possible tomorrow afternoon and a high of 55. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by May Oberfell Lorber. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com. Here's your top story at 6.
Gast Manufacturing has announced a $6 million investment in Benton Township. Cornerstone Alliance Business Development Manager Shane Kisak telling us the company, which designs and produces air-moving products, plans to add at least 30 new jobs over the next 3 years as it improves its existing facility.
They're making some improvements to the facility to modernize their labs and manufacturing space and some of their modeling space, modeling shops inside their existing facility. Ultimately, they'll also be renovating their office and conference space towards the front of the building that runs along M-139.
Kisak tells us Benton Township approved a 12-year industrial facilities tax exemption to make way for that expansion. That will give Gast a property tax break on any new investment during that time. Gast currently employs 300. The improvement work will begin this year.
United Way drawing attention to the struggles of the working poor.
If you had to guess the percentage of Michigan families struggling economically in this so-called booming economy, what would you say? Michigan Association of United Way's Mike Larson has an eye-opening answer for you.
Over 40% of the population in Michigan struggles each and every month to make ends meet. We have working families that are still struggling and not able to meet just a basic needs budget.
Michigan Association of United Ways issues what it calls an ALIS report, Asset Limited Income Constrained Working, to clarify the economic realities Michigan families are facing. And if you think the hot jobs market will take care of this problem, Larson says the jobs we have and are creating just aren't paying enough for families in Michigan to get ahead.
In Michigan, 62% of our jobs pay less than $20 per hour, and with two-thirds of those paying less than $15 per hour. So we're filling positions with lower-paying jobs.
Larson says United Way is focused on this problem, but it will take a bigger state and federal effort as well to directly take action. He urges people to get involved with United Way, and he advocates that politicians of all stripes take this economic reality seriously and support policies that really help the working poor.
Congressman Fred Upton is waiting on the president to sign opioid legislation that passed the Senate this month. Upton tells us the landmark package out of the House is designed to help fight the growing opioid abuse crisis. The House approved it before going on break.
You know, we worked on this for the last couple years now. I had a couple bills that were part of the opioid package, always bipartisan. The House acted with nearly 400 votes earlier this year. The Senate passed it with over 90 votes, and the bill then is going to the president. He's going to sign it into law.
The Washington Post calls the opioid plan one of Congress's most significant legislative achievements this year. Upton's contributions were funding for non-opioid-based painkiller research and the reauthorization of state response grants from the 21st Century Cures Act. Another part of the bill aims to increase access to drug treatment. Upton hopes to attend a ceremonial signing of the legislation soon.
Extra drunk driving patrols out on Michigan roads ahead of the coming Halloween period. The Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning's Kari Aaron tells us officers from around 100 police agencies taking part in the enforcement crackdown through November 4th. In particular, they're focusing extra attention on those counties with a high number of fatal crashes involving drugs and alcohol, and that includes Berrien and Van Buren counties.
We just wanted to include any fall activities, tailgating, that kind of thing. So if anybody's out celebrating the fall holiday, we just want to make sure they do it responsibly. Have a designated driver if you are out drinking, because we want to make sure everybody makes it home safely.
October saw the third highest number of alcohol-involved fatal crashes in Michigan between 2011 and 2016. With 151 total. Only the months of August and July saw a high number of fatal crashes. The impaired driving enforcement campaign is supported with federal traffic safety funds.
While recreational marijuana in limited amounts is now legal in Canada, residents in Windsor, Ontario have mixed feelings about legal weed.
I'm not in agreement with it, but To each his own, as long as it doesn't affect anything driving-wise.
People that want to smoke will always find a way to smoke. It's just legal now.
I think the government's going to make a lot of money off it, that's for sure.
But border officials warn, do not bring weed into the U.S. It's still illegal here.
And additional trains being added to several Amtrak lines in anticipation of Thanksgiving. Amtrak spokesman Mark McLary tells us folks headed home for the holiday will have more chances to take the train. The busiest day in Amtrak's entire history was on the Sunday following Thanksgiving last year. More than 160,000 customers.
Extra trains in Michigan means extra helpings of Amtrak service gets you to and from over the river and through the woods to grandma's house or anywhere else on that Thanksgiving holiday period.
You can check the Amtrak website for all of the routes. Magliari notes the Chicago-Milwaukee corridor is the Midwest's busiest area for travel for Amtrak. WSJM News Time, 6:05. It's 33 yesterday on Wall Street. The Dow was down 91. NASDAQ dropped 2. S&P 500 down less than 1. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, U.S. Senate candidate John James held a rally in Pontiac.
The whole is greater than its parts. That's May Oberfell Lorber, Northern Indiana's oldest law firm, with individual attorneys coming together as a team to meet your complex legal challenges. Our team is dedicated to advising you on a broad range of legal matters, focused on positive outcomes, finding quick and effective resolutions to your legal disputes, whether it be assisting you in estate planning, real estate, personal injuries, business transactions, employment issues, or litigation. May Oberfell Lorber will provide prompt, effective representation. We're your neighbors, your friends, your local team with offices in Mishawaka and Southwest Michigan. May Oberfell Lorber, here when you need us because we're part of the community, coming together to take the complicated out of your life. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com.
WSJM News Time, 6:07, 33 degrees. Hundreds of supporters rallied in Pontiac for Michigan Republican U.S. Senate candidate John James last night. Among those who stumped for James, Donald Trump Jr. and his girlfriend, Fox News personality Kimberly Guilfoyle. Many supporters saying that voting for James would make Michigan great again, a play on one of President Trump's campaign slogans. James, however, trails Democratic incumbent Debbie Stabenow in the polls by double digits.
With the big game 2 days away, the MSU faithful are protecting Sparty on the campus.
In the run-up to the big game, the MSU marching band is not only preparing for its halftime performance, but it's on another assignment to make sure no maize and blue paint finds its way onto Sparty near the stadium. For years, band jocks have signed up to maintain a 24-hour around-the-clock guarding of the statue, even during these cold nights. It's a long tradition, and for the most part, it's worked. It's unclear, however, if in Ann Arbor, the U of M folks are protecting that block M on the diag from green and white paint. Reporting from Lansing, Tim Skubick, the Michigan News Network.
It's been more than 2 weeks since a Saudi journalist went missing after entering the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul. Why is there skepticism about reports that Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered inside that building? ABC's Molly Hunter in Istanbul notes, we have yet to hear a Turkish official go on the record about leaked information.
The Turks have dominated this story. They have kept the story on global headlines, and they're begging, they're waiting for the Saudis to fess up. But they think the only way the Saudis are going to fess up is if they put enough pressure on U.S. politicians who can in turn put enough pressure on the White House, and the White House can then put pressure on the Saudis to actually at least say what they know or say anything about what happened to Jamal Khashoggi.
Amid air scare involving First Lady Melania Trump yesterday, smoke discovered in the cabin of an Air Force plane carrying Mrs. Trump to Philadelphia. Details from ABC's David Curley at Andrews Air Force Base.
The First Lady and reporters were forced to return to Andrews Air Force Base after a haze and smell of something burning spread in the cabin.
We're having some issues up here. I'd like to turn around and go back to Andrews. You can coordinate that horse.
The pilots of the converted Boeing 757 dubbed Bright Star donned their oxygen masks.
Do you require any special assistance?
No assistance required at this time, thanks.
But reporters on board were told to put wet towels over their noses if the smoke got too bad.
The Air Force says communications equipment overheated, causing that smoke. Mrs. Trump eventually boarded another plane, then landed safely in Philadelphia.
Roseanne Barr not happy with the way her character of Roseanne was killed off on TV this week.
Tuesday night, the Roseanne spinoff The Conners killed Roseanne via an opioid overdose. This after controversial tweets from the real Roseanne Barr caused the cancellation of her sitcom a few months ago. Barr immediately took to Twitter after the show aired with an all-caps declaration, "I ain't dead," and then a curse word. That was followed by a statement in conjunction with a rabbi, which said that the opioid overdose was an unnecessary, grim, and morbid decision, and that ABC canceled Roseanne out of fear, hubris, and refusal to forgive. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. Major League Baseball Dodgers beat the Brewers 5-2 to lead that series 3-2, and the Red Sox beat the Astros 8-6 to lead that series 3-1.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:10. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.